Fabric Softener, Episode 21. Hallo.
Guten Abend.
Abend, Abend, Claire.
Guten Abend.
So, wir sind hier mit, ja, ich bin hier, Isabella und Claire. Und ja, wir haben eine Musikstunde vorbereitet. You have to stop laughing every time
I'm
speak German.
No, it's great.
So, welcome everybody who are listening. This is our 21st episode. We're super excited. Since winter is slowly coming, we decided that we were going to make something good out of the dark days. Mm-hmm. So, we are calling this episode Cozy November.
So, yes. Yeah. We thought something seasonal would be quite nice.
Leading up to Christmas, right?
Exactly. And next month, you get a whole hour with just Christmas tunes.
And you can also tune in on Christmas Eve,
oh,
the
yeah.
24th, and listen to our Christmas playlist in the background while having dinner with your family. It's amazing. We got you covered.
What a lovely Christmas present. I mean, honestly, yeah. What more could you want?
That's not from us at Fabric Softener to you. But that's it's still some time left.
Yes. So yeah, what are these? These are cozy tunes. It's a mix of R&B, soul, jazz. But I think a lot of them, or most of these tracks, are all kind of, if you can call them that, new wave. Really young artists, up and coming, a couple we've seen already, or a couple that we're going to see. So it's very exciting.
Yes, it's very exciting. I think we should just kick it off.
For sure. Here's the first one.
So, das war Jameson.
Keep going.
Mit dem Lied So Badly von dem Album Velvet aus dieses Jahr.
Ja.
Ja.
2018.
Ja, genau. So good.
It's very good, yes. I actually really like his song Drinkin' as well. I think it's from the same album. Also
yes.
2018.
Yes, it's the, yeah.
Just also recently brought out a couple of singles, right?
Yeah, he had this one as a single, and then he actually released some singles before, like in 2017, before this album came on.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very, it was very exciting. I think that this could, I saw him yesterday at Gretchen here in Berlin, and he's amazing. He's an amazing musician. He's been doing this since like he was 12, and before he had like a lot of monikers mm-hmm. that he did, and he did some film and series movies in LA, and then like recently he kicked out this project with JMSN and started making more soulful music.
Nice.
Yep.
Another nice. Detroit native as well.
Yes, he's from Detroit.
Must
the
be something
city.
In the water.
Exactly. Need to go to Detroit.
We really need to go.
Yeah,
that's true.
Definitely.
There might be too many people to see this time though.
Exactly.
Anyways, from Detroit to London, our next track is by Cyprel. Take it personal.
Das war Personal von Cyprell aus London. Und das ist ihr aus ihrem Album aus diesem Jahr. Und jetzt mache ich mal ganz kurz eine Isabella, weil ich vergessen habe, wie das Album heißt. Yeah, anyways, while I find that, she wrote this song, Personal. It's about her brother, actually. It's quite sad subject matter. He committed suicide in 2015, and she had said in an interview that she'd actually written quite a few songs about her brother, but she felt this was the only one, or the first one, that she felt was accessible to her listeners. And I think, like, actually most of her album, I mean, a lot of music is very, what is it, reflective of whoever is writing it. But she has a lot of different songs as well about, like, trust issues with a new partner, because she'd had, like, bad experiences in the past, so she wasn't sure how she should act with this new partner. So she seems to be very in tune with her, with herself.
Personal.
Very personal, yes, which is quite nice also. The yeah. album is called I Could Be Loved.
Yeah. But it's a beautiful song.
Yeah, I mean, she's like her and Desta French and Rags Rationale. There's like so many incredible soul artists coming out of London. I mean, there always have, but I mean, young soul artists.
I think also especially females coming mm-hmm. from London now, there's a very strong female soul artist range that's coming in. That's really cool because yeah. usually this type of R&B has also, I mean, it's been a lot of US women, but not as many European soul women maybe. And now I feel that like these young artists, everything from like even now to Ravenley, to you, even Etta Bond, or
and Ray Black, who transitioned from grime to soul,
exactly. So yeah. I think that that's really it's really cool.
Definitely, yeah. There's a lot of must also something in the water in London.
Maybe.
They're just boshing them
good
out.
It's good water, and it's not that good to drink.
No, it's really not. It's very hard. Yeah, for those of you who didn't know,
something in the polluted air.
Maybe.
I'm joking. They're like mutants. It's amazing, though. A lot of young rappers and a lot of like beautiful soul coming.
Yeah, for sure.
I see a lot of duets coming in the future.
I hope so. That would be quite the beautiful marriage, wouldn't it?
Yep. I think we just
shout out to the London rappers that we've covered and the female soul artists. If you're listening, we're waiting
for the duets.
For the duets.
We still need to do an episode on duets.
Give the people what they want. Yeah. Maybe on Christmas Eve. We might be lucky. Who knows?
I mean, the 90s are all back now, you know? And I mean, in the 90s, it was all about these rap duets,
that's
right?
That's true.
It was like, you know, the
your J-Lo's
traditional.
And your P. Diddy's.
Yes, and the Ja Rule's and the J-Lo's and the.
Everybody wanted whatever, a piece of J-Lo.
And the Biggie's and the Tupac's and the. Even
Biggie
that
and
area.
Yeah. True.
So
true.
Maybe that's going to come soon, you know?
I hope so.
Traditional classic. Rap, ooh, rap.
It's a terrible description.
Yeah, no, that's kind of hook, bridge.
Oh, goodness. We digress.
Yes. Let's move on to back to the theme of Cozy November. This is more of an instrumental piece. They start singing in the middle.
Nice.
full belligerence, the idiotic diligence with which I spit. It's my wit, my subject has a predicate. Fully loaded messages, tell the truth, you bet it is. Citation quotes, references, JFK was shot for more, Malcolm X shot for less. Social Darwin dominance, the power and the prominence. But who can be dishonest with the truth and still be modest in the open? Don't tell me it's history, don't tell me. Don't tell me economy, don't tell me. Don't tell me it's history, don't tell me. Don't tell me economy, don't tell me. And the fire in the sky is the color champagne. And the fire in the sky is the color champagne. And the fire in the sky is the color champagne. Cause it can all go away with no one to blame. Confusion, erosion, delusion, pollution. Solution is we're losing cause we're winning at what we're doing. Moving in a direction made by students who've been stupid. With the knowledge and the wisdom, turning college into prison. For your mind and all your children left blind by the design. So religion to your kind just to get you to pay for Christmas. They're also dropping bombs, so pretty soon they'll all be gone. Because it's time to move the fuck on already. It's time to. Don't tell me it's history, don't tell me. Don't tell me economy, don't tell me. Don't tell me it's history, don't tell me. Don't tell me economy, don't tell me. And the fire in the sky is the color champagne. And the fire in the sky is the color champagne. And the fire in the sky will be the color champagne. Cause it can all go away with no one to blame.
Berlin. Deine Stadt, dein Programm.
Das war Tribe Mars mit dem Lied Sunrising von dem Album Tribe Mars von dieses Jahr. Tribe Mars is a collective of musicians, but I mean a group, collective, I don't know. They call themselves like a tribe, and they come from Portland, Oregon.
Nice.
And they just actually, they say like their description is that they're like a emerging soul R&B hip-hop act. And they play, like, they do vocals, they do rap, they play saxophone, they play all kinds of instruments, they do them all by themselves. It's one woman and the rest are boys. It's five boys and one woman. And, yeah, I discovered them on Bandcamp. They're very new. They don't have that many albums. You can find the album Tribe Mars on Spotify as well. So just go in and listen to it. It's very cool. The description of themselves that they have on Spotify is pretty funny because it's kind of like a, you know, like a universe, you know, we hail from like another planet kind of thing. Uh-huh. And now like we're sent here to do this music and blah, blah. It's pretty cool. But then they actually have another normal description on Bandcamp.
Well, it sounds not so dissimilar to Sun Ra's orchestra. That was always like, you know, hailed from space here to like liberate humanity from,
you know, whatever terrible shackles were.
Exactly. And you can hear that a little bit in the lyrics that they do sing. I mean, in the other songs as well, like here, they reflect on the world and the state that it is in. So, you know, like the color champagne, the sky, like the economy, the history, the whatever kind of like things he, like the pollution, the blah, blah, the delusion and stuff like that. So it's a very interesting group. I just recently discovered them, actually, just a couple of days ago.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then since then, I've been listening to music. And I mean, I love stuff like this, you know, where you have like very strong instrumental layers, but then you add the songs and it just becomes so much more rich and nice.
It's easier to follow if there's a little bit of vocals or either singing or rapping, because like jazz freestyle can be quite, I think there's like you're missing like a hook or something to listen to not actively. It just kind of doesn't wash over you. But if you mix it together like this, you can still have your solos. You can have like very incredible artists showing off their skills. But it's still easy to listen to and nice to listen to. So
yeah, definitely.
They remind me a lot of like Age of Luna. They're like that too. And
yeah, and also Ezra and the Mouse outfit. So I think that it's becoming more and more. I mean, the range, of course, if you are a group with different types of talents, the range that you can do is a lot bigger.
Sure.
And that's really cool because you don't have to maybe, you know, have guests, like have featurings, like the Mouse outfit, they do a lot of features. Other artists, but they can do everything themselves.
Yeah.
So it's a group to keep an eye out on for.
Keep an eye out for.
For,
I think.
Yeah, keep an eye out for. Keep an eye on the group.
But yeah, speaking of rap and jazz, this next one is also rap and jazz combined.
Yay.
Blow no Reggie my way. Matter of fact, stay out my way. I'ma just sit in this corner here. Roll up the dope on my dolo. Fresh, I got dressed at the corner. Remember when we was in polo? Rarely, if ever again, this contemporary got me ready to spin. Fuck it, no commas. My verses look crazy on paper. I write them in pen. Ain't no erasing mistakes. We just learn from them till we earn from them. That's how I started talking this water. That's when we started making the money. Six figures and not one was a father. And wonder how a nigga fuck up your daughter. Same way I fuck up my lungs. You know I came just to smoke. Don't blow no Reggie my way. Matter of fact, stay out my way. You know I came just to smoke. Don't blow no Reggie my way. Now papers I sprinkled the hash now would crumble if I couldn't concentrate. Shattered perceptions, I got the jewels, and that shit ain't never from concentrate. Got through security with contraband. I'm on my door like underlay. Step in the spot and they eyeing me. Corny is snatching a pyre, man. Cotton mouth to get you soon enough. Wake up and realize the moon is us. We've been controlling the wave. Fuck Google Maps, cause it ain't no directions. My nigga, this road ain't been paved. This joint ain't been rolled. I mean, this phrase ain't been coined. Ain't no coins in my way, man. What can I say? You know I came just to smoke. Don't blow no Reggie my way. Matter of fact, stay out my way. You know I came just to smoke. Don't blow no Reggie my way. My way. You know I can't.
Das war Mick Jenkins mit Smoking Song und mit einem Feature von Bad Bad Not Good aus seinem Album Pieces of a Man, auch aus 2018. So for those of you who don't know Bad Bad Not Good, I think they're a trio, jazz hip-hop trio from Canada. And they've actually had some pretty cool collaborations. They also did some songs with Ghostface Killa. A lot of rappers, actually. Daniel Caesar as well? Daniel Caesar. Who's the other one? The one that we also saw. Denzel Curry?
Denzel Curry. That's completely different.
Also DC, though. That's why I got confused. That track is actually also pretty incredible. Mick Jenkins, I think we might have played him before, because I think I might have played Drowning from his earlier work, The Healing Component, which spells THC. You can tell there's a slight theme that he likes to rap about. And the video for that is actually pretty powerful. Would definitely recommend you check it out. But yeah, I mean, this is, again, another beautiful example of a wonderful marriage between rap and jazz.
They did the Thundercat.
Yes. Yeah. Also, well, yeah, that obviously was going to be
Yeah, but that's
fantastic.
The latest one, yeah.
The Flying Lotus?
Lotus, Thundercat, and Bad Bad Not Good. That was released just like some week ago, I think.
Yeah. Thundercat is also touring right now, and he's coming to Berlin. And there's a rumor that Flying Lotus is touring with him on some of the dates.
Oh, my God. That would be
pretty
crazy.
Spectacular. I did see Flying Lotus once at a festival, and he was incredible. And he was behind this like screen, so you couldn't even see him. It was just
I saw
music.
Flying Lotus in Berlin at the Fête de la Musique stage. Yeah. That was crazy. That was really crazy. I saw some really good. They always booked really cool bands on, at the Red Bull stage, actually. Except for this year. Anyhow, but I did see him there, and it was amazing. Nice. He was really cool, and he also had this like show. You couldn't even see him. It was just sounds flying around. It was amazing.
Yeah, he's kind of a purist, and you know, and also like pretty revolutionary and a pioneer for the music style that he.
Yeah, I think
plays.
I've read that him and Erykah Badu are also either releasing something, working on something, or going touring together.
Ooh.
They're doing something. I mean, that would also be like a really good
wow. That's
pair.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Anyways, yeah. Mick Jenkins. Definitely check out the album.
Oh, the album is so good.
It's been incredible. I am so impressed.
Yeah, and this song is just very, like, cozy.
It is cozy, yeah.
Yeah.
It is very cozy.
All right.
From males.
Males.
To her.
Females.
Sick to my stomach. 4 in the morning, I can't sleep. In another city, worried about where you may be. Feels like I've been here. Stressing the things that I can't see. Where do you go? What do you do without me? Slipping away, you're slipping away. I'm not okay, no, I'm not okay. I'm not okay. Feel a little guilty. I feel like it's written all over me. Try to find a balance. Trust in you, trust in me. Feel a little heavy. Holding on to something that I don't need. I've been going through it, yeah. I've been going through it. I'm not okay, I'm not okay. I'm not okay, no, I'm not okay. I'm not okay, no, I'm not okay. I'm not okay. Losing my faith, oh, losing my faith. Slipping away, you're slipping away. I'm not okay, no, I'm not okay. Don't let me go, I don't know, I don't know. Can you cough? losing my faith, I'm losing my faith. Slipping away, you're slipping away. I'm not okay, no, I'm not okay. I'm not okay.
Alex Berlin. Deine Stadt, dein Programm.
Das war I'm Not Okay von Her, wird aber H.E.R. geschrieben, aus ihrem letzten EP I Used to Know Her Part 2. Es wird jetzt auch gerade erst im November dieses Jahr, also 2018, veröffentlicht. Und ja, it's... She's a pretty sad singer, I have to say. Her subject matter is not easy, but she has such a beautiful voice and the production is just so calming. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, life is hard.
Life can be hard, that's
life
true.
Can be hard sometimes. It's good that she can put it down into music, the same with Cyprel.
Yeah.
But I mean, I also really like her. I really think that she's beautiful. I'm very excited about seeing her next year.
Yeah, well, she was actually, yes, she's coming to Berlin. I think it's in March.
It is.
From what I know, tickets are still available. So if you're here, she'd be, I think she's at Huxley's. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, I just checked.
Yeah.
7th of March at Huxley's. Go check it out.
But yeah, she used to be anonymous. So she didn't want people to get distracted by her. And she wanted people to focus on the music. And she also says that this is why she talks or sings a lot about difficult subject matter, because she wants women to not feel like they're alone in what they're going through. So she has a very, what do you call it? What is it called when you show solidarity? But yeah, for female kind.
Camaraderie, compassion.
Compassion also, yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, but it's very beautiful. I like that. Really nice.
She's pretty great.
She is.
But yeah.
From very sad to a little bit more upbeat. Still cozy. Yeah, that's why the Jack Moves made the lead All My Love from the album The Jack Moves. aus 2000, yeah, The Jack Moves von 2015. So this one is an old album. They just released a new album called Free Money in 2018. I was not a big fan of that album. They are experimenting a little bit with the sound, but I appreciated the 2015 album that is kind of this style. It's very funky. I always like want to dance. I feel happy. It's cozy. It's nice. And I'm not going to say more. I'm just going to leave it there. We were dancing here in the studio. That's we all were. You need to know.
All right. All right. I'll just go into my next one.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Face you. I just wish I always knew.
I feel like I didn't really explain myself. The reasons for my behavior towards you. I realized how important it is to love yourself first. Listen.
I'ma just be honest. We spent too much time on it. I thought it was always you. I just wish I always knew. How I got hooked up on it. Took advantage of it. I thought it was always you. I just wish I always knew. How to love me, love me, love me, love me, love without you. How to love me, love me, love me, love me, love without you. I couldn't stay with you.
Das war Habit von Kasai oder Kasai. Das ist ein Single aus 2018. She's a fairly new artist from what I know, because she only has 2 songs out on Spotify and I couldn't find her on SoundCloud. So there's really not much to say about her except I really love R&B sometimes.
Yes, it's the best. I think that says it all.
It says it all. No need to say anymore. We can actually just go straight through to the next song.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Listen, see ritualistic, cleansing my soul of addiction for now, cause I'm falling apart. Oh yeah. Tension between us just like picket fences. You've got issues that I won't mention for now, cause we're falling apart. With the things you say, messing up on my old ways, I can't blame you, no. Passionate from miles away, messing with the things you say, messing up on my old ways, I can't blame you, no.
Yeah, Benny sings with the lead Passion Fruit, since I'm a fan of fruit songs. And it is a Yeji cover, and Yeji covered it from Drake, from Drake's album last year. He has the song called Passion Fruit. I think that this version is really good. Yeji's version is also good. The reason I found this guy was because he just last week got signed to Stone's Throw Records.
Oh, nice.
He comes from Amsterdam. He's very quirky and fun. And I just thought that it was just so nice.
It is. It's a whimsical song, but it's a nice whimsy.
Yes, nice. It's
very cute.
And it kind of gets to you. You just go like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I don't like the Drake. I mean, I'm not a Drake fan. No offense to everybody who likes Drake. Anyway, so that's pretty much that I can say about Benny.
Check him out. I mean, he's obviously worth a listen.
Yeah, I mean, if he gets signed to Stone's Throw, then it's definitely worth listening to.
Sign of quality.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, next one. Here we go.
Alex Berlin. Deine Stadt, dein Programm.
Clouds amaze me. I'm high off of the love you give me. And when you reach the sun, come find me. Cause baby, I'll be waiting with change to pay the angels for entry. Life's a mystery. Every day that falls writes history. But if we spend our moments wisely,
then there isn't much for us to prove. Just to be with you, I trade it all. Oh, trade it all. Just to be with you, I trade it all. Thank you.
Das war Trade It All von Corey Henry and the Funk Apostles aus ihrem Debütalbum Art of Love aus 2018. Das kam im April jetzt raus. Ja, Corey Henry, also part of the Snarky Puppies, but this is his first kind of as a lead musician, and I'm a huge, huge, huge fan.
Me too.
All I gotta say.
Yeah, me too. It's amazing. Album's amazing.
Yeah, check out the rest of it. You're gonna love it.
Yes.
And we move on to the next one.
Yeah.
Or you want to intro it? Because we're going to let this play out, guys.
And yeah, then we're done. We've reached the end, and we're just going to say thank you. Hope that you can save this playlist. You can follow us on SoundCloud, Apple Podcast. We are on Spotify as well with the playlist and with the episodes now. So check for Fabric Softener. Make sure to play the playlist and the songs throughout November, and we can guarantee that you're going to feel good.
Awesome. Have a wonderful evening.
Yes, and we'll see you in two weeks.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's see what this goes. 'Cause the head's so good. just